We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. I just wanted to mention that RBN is doing a pledge drive this week, and it's very easy to donate. You can use your own PayPal account or call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to call in a donation, or mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thank you very much, and good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we are going to discuss First Amendment rights, or actually human rights, for TIs on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, Targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. In addition, you can listen to Kevin Annett from Canada live every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat that accompanies this broadcast at targetedmass.chatango.com. For those of you who are keeping records and would like to know, the Schumann resonance was yesterday at 8, which I would consider normal. Today, up to 9. And the nominal reading, as you know, is 7.83 hertz. We have choices in this great country. So many that the people have taken these choices for granted. Most people are content to drive to work, return home, watch TV, and then retire for the evening, making no difference in their surroundings or humanity. This goes on for months, years without change. Multiply this by the populace of the United States. You have a devastating policy developing. An isolationist community where neighbors do not know neighbors. The people do not know who their representatives and senators are, and do not care to. This being said, a citizen who elected this politician into Congress travels there for a casual visit to his congressman. Immediately, there exists a dissociative reaction from the politician. And I'll give you an example. The citizen gets a cold reception, leaving the office with the feeling that he or she was not welcome there. In some cases, there have been results that are unacceptable. Some cases have resulted in the citizen reaching home only to be greeted by the police or the Gestapo. You can make the choice there. The private citizen, not knowing his rights, is summarily taken to the police station for processing, only to be taken against his will to a state hospital, where he will stay for a period of observation, destroying his social standing. The reason? No one in this town knows anyone. The police don't know the people. In the old days, a beat cop would walk his beat, and he would know all of the people in that area, where they lived, what time they got home, and what they were doing and why. Because the police were trained to react this way. Now, I haven't seen a beat cop in years. It's the beat cops that made policing what it is or what it was. They'd get a call and they'd call Clancy, who was the beat cop, and they'd say, there's no problem with them. They always do that this time of night. They're getting ready for work. Today, no beat cops, just police cruisers. No one in the police department knows anyone except by facial recognition or his past deeds, or coming up very shortly, his future deeds. So there is reason to be seriously afraid. People that are supposed to protect you are supposed to know you. Way off in Massachusetts, Western Massachusetts, there are still small towns, tiny towns, who have town hall government. The people are there. They have a church supper afterwards. They discuss the laws that have been presented. They discuss things in the neighborhood that are bad. They discuss a possible drug person. And if he can be helped or if he should be put in jail. Small town government, or town hall government, as I've called it, is what started this country. We put the people in office. We built the White House after it was burned in the Civil War. We, the people, have done everything. So we, the people, sit back now, looking at what we've done, and realize you cannot go near the White House in Washington that you built with your hard-earned tax dollars. You can't go on the lawn. You can't go near the President of the United States to shake his hand, tell him he's doing a good job. You can't do anything. What do we do about this? Well, government has to get smaller. And the people have to demand that they start being enlightened as to what's going on in this government. Or the government will fall. The guilty party is the dollar bill. The dollar bill in its various denominations runs everything. It's all about the dollar bill. Things have to change. We're a very, very young country compared to others in the world. We have lessons to learn, or Rome will fall once again. Okay, we have Marilyn standing by. Would you like to join us, Marilyn?
How are you doing, Frank? Good evening.
And glad to have you. Would
so,
you care? Go ahead.
So, big government, that is a dream to get the support that we need as targeted individuals or any kind of victim of a deep state crime. So I think that local government is a better strategy. And it's just for targeted individuals to focus on their local community, so you don't feel so overwhelmed. You know, it's better to just, you know, go to your government, try to get him to, or her, to participate in the learning process of these weapons that they may not be willing to tell the truth about or don't know, don't have the information.
That's the problem. Information is everything, especially for us, the TIs that make up a very large part of the population that no one realizes. What's going to happen is when this is all said and done, there'll be enough TIs to become a political party. So it's about time that people started to notice, because you don't have to be aware to be a targeted individual, but when you do become aware, you are a threat to this slavery. The TIs across the country and across the world have had enough. We are growing tired of this. It's been years, 20 years for many, and more. We must have resolve. We must have resolve from the federal government that we built with our tax dollars, working our fingers to the bone, part of the establishment. Well, the establishment has gone bad. And we need numbers. This should go to all the TIs everywhere. We need numbers in Washington. We need numbers in Boston. We need numbers in Philadelphia. We need numbers in LA, all across the country. But when there is a Washington gathering, we must go. If you choose to hold your own banner, that's fine. Back in the wars between the English and the Irish, there were various clans that had different banners. Fine. Hold your banner up high. Be there. We are in a very dangerous time right now. This is the most critical time the U.S. has ever seen. We have a hidden enemy who is striking down citizens, enslaving citizens. One contract is failed by the United States government, and that is its obligation to protect the people. We pay the police departments. We pay for everyone. So it is about time to get what we pay for, because targeted individuals are not mental cases. We are a very intelligent class of people who have been put into this situation by big government. Okay, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. RBN is doing a pledge drive this week. You can donate by using your credit card. You don't have to be involved with a PayPal account, whatnot. You can call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to call in a donation, or mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thank you very much. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. Once again, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have been talking about human rights. And human rights for the targeted individual. And human rights for individuals who would like to visit their congressman or their senator. And they are not denied those rights. They are just in prison for it. No problem, right? Okay, you can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd just like to read a little bit, and then I have two great guests, Papa and Marilyn. Papa is from Tennessee. Marilyn is from Ohio. The First Amendment gives the citizenry the right to speak freely, protest peacefully, expose government wrongdoing, and criticize the government without fear of arrest, isolation, or any of the other punishments that have been meted out to whistleblowers such as Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning. What happens to Julian Assange and to Chelsea Manning is meant to intimidate us, to frighten us into silence. By defending Julian Assange, we defend our most sacred rights. Speak up now, or wake up one morning to the silence of a new kind of tyranny. The choice is ours. All of us are in danger. We are in an age of prosecutions for thought crimes, pre-crime deterrence programs, and government agencies that operate like organized crime syndicates. There is a new kind of tyranny being imposed on those who dare to expose the crimes of the deep state, whose reach has gone global. The deep state has embarked on a ruthless, take-no-prisoners, all-out assault on truth-tellers, activists, journalists, and whistleblowers alike are being terrorized, traumatized, tortured, and subjugated to the fear-inducing, mind-altering, soul-destroying, smash-your-face-in tactics employed by the superpowers that be. In example, Julian, the founder of WikiLeaks, a website that published secret information, news leaks, and classified media from anonymous sources, was arrested on April 11, 2019, on charges of helping U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning access and leak more than 700,000 classified military documents that portray the U.S. government and its military as reckless, irresponsible, and responsible for thousands of civilian deaths. Now, is he wrong for showing the public what the hell is going on, where their billions of dollars are going? We, the people, own that money. We, the people, should be called upon and asked. Okay, folks, we have to get the picture. Station ID, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? I'm calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Why? Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. RBN is doing a pledge drive this week. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org to donate. Very easy to do. You can just use your credit card or bank card. Or you can call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to call in a donation. Or you can mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thank you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. We have been discussing tonight human rights and human rights for targeted individuals. And I have two people that would like to join in. And we're converting this to a roundtable discussion. And we have Papa and Marilyn. Let's keep it comments down so that the other person can interject his or her comments. Thank you. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Okay, so I wanted to say that, you know, the United Nations, this questionnaire about torture, we might need to have a platform to discuss. There's only a couple more days. I think it needs to be in by the 26th, 25th. The deadline for submission is November 25th, 2019. Okay, and the questionnaire is online, the Office of the High Commissioner. What do you think about trying to have, because this is about torture, and targeted individuals are torture victims, their human rights are violated, they're treated inhumanely. And I wanted to know, because the questionnaire, I've been looking at it, I'm a little bit confused about how to answer some of these questions.
I'll give you a hand with that. I think number one, if you look at the items that are in Roman numerals, I don't have it in front of me, but that can be used, parts of it. Number two, strike. Number three, we can use parts of it. And those will all be injected into number four, which says other. So from one and three, we can make the proper statement. This is going to have to be done on a separate piece of paper. It's the only way that I can see to do it. You can take the document apart and insert what you want, but I don't believe it's what they want to see. I do have the United Nations manual, which is available to you if you would like to glance through it. Papa, what do you think?
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you, Frank, for having me on tonight. Always a pleasure. Yeah, boy, a couple things there. Marilyn wanted me to bring up gang stalking. Hi, Mara. And it's up to her if I should discuss the thing that I'd mentioned to her, but I'll wait for her response. Yeah, I'm going to need help on the UN thing as well. My gang stalking is in overdrive right now. And I have now gone through three brand new printers, and they'll print their test, you know, their first print sheets out, the line and everything. And then when I go to print the documents, everything just goes to haywire. And then when I try and clean cartridge and realign, it won't do it anymore. So I think the software is being attacked on them. So I'm unable to get this document printed out.
Papa?
Yes, can you?
I think you can successfully help yourself with that problem. Unplug the printer for like 12 seconds, or, you know, go have a coffee or something, and or the beverage of your choice, and plug it back in. And sometimes that does it. You may want to reconfigure your wireless or your landline connection to it, and just give it a try.
Yeah,
I've gone through hell with printers, and I had one printer tell me that I think it was the Big Epson that I have now. It told me that it was all ready to go, and there weren't any ink cartridges in it. So I had to repeat the whole ink cartridge process from the point that the printer said we were at. And then I unplugged it and plugged it in again, and I was able to complete the procedure. So it's very, very much a well-ordered system, and unfortunately, it's not smart enough to know where it is.
Okay. Yeah, I've done all of that. I think somehow they're getting into it. I think what I'm going to do on the next one is just go ahead and keep it offline. Have the document on the computer, and then just do a direct print, no Wi-Fi. So I think we may be able to resolve it, but my neighbor said he'll print it out. So if I print that out and fill it out, and I think I'm pretty, I've listened enough to what you guys are saying to strike through or to comment on, then I can scan and send that back to you, correct, Frank? Because there's only two places that we can send. Okay, so I'm just going to send mine to you and then let you go from there. So, that being said, the topic tonight, what you were doing, Constitution, or Marilyn wanted me to jump in with gang stalking. We've been talking
about it. Go right ahead. And, Marilyn.
Yeah. They're really going at me hard. And I mean, I'm not going to divulge too many details, but from that spurt of conversation you and I had, Frank, on the side, you know, that somebody hit me with but trying to get me to engage in criminal activity, thinking for some reason I would be okay with doing it. And, you know, it's either a setup or the person's just a total idiot. But regardless of anything, you know, I immediately reached out to an attorney friend who's now retired, and he gave me advice and then gave me a really good contact. So, and this person, he actually brought up a few things that kind of, he asked me, are you being followed by any chance, or your line's tapped? And I said, why do you ask? And he goes, something very peculiar after you reached out to me happened. I don't want to go over anything over the phone, but we're going to be meeting in person and we're going to go from there. So he says, it's just extremely odd what had happened. And I'm thinking it can only be because of this call, because of the possibilities of what's going on. And I go, so are you, whose side are you on? He goes, well, I'm on the side of the Constitution. So we'll see if this fish continues to swim or, you know, does what everybody else in my life has done and caved to it, you know, caved into the conspiracy and joined the Nazi Party.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that they are trying to set you up. And they see the pre-crime phenomenon. And the movie would be a good start. But when they are mind-hacking you and trying to set you up, it's so boring. You know, that's not a justification for torture. You know,
yeah.
That you go through this legal process of, you know, prosecuting someone for a crime. You don't say, okay, we're going to mind hack you illegally and that you're going to do a criminal act and this is a justification for ruining your entire life without cause and without the legal process.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it was a mind hack, I wouldn't have a leg to stand on, because as we all know, they don't buy into any of that. They don't even buy into the actual physical things. And no, this came in a physical form. You know, the evidence is there that it happened. I'm not going to get into the details now. It wouldn't be appropriate, especially on RBN. I don't want to do that. I'm still much in the very physical state of gang stalking and the theater that goes on around me. And it's just really been cranked up because I've been taking a more aggressive stand, exercising my right to document as a member of the free press, because any of us can be a member of the free press. It's our constitutional right. You do not need credentials. You may film anywhere in public or public access, provided you're not impeding business or blocking business or impeding, interfering with an investigation. And the rule is that the eyes, the eyeballs cannot trespass. And a video camera is just a log of what your eyes saw. So therefore, you have the right to film. If someone says you can't film my house, you tell them I'm in a public space, I can film your house. And if you don't want me to see inside of it, close your curtains, because anything visible from the street can be filmed. Now, there are a few exceptions to that. If you see something illegal that would be illegal for you to be in possession of going on inside a house, say a naked body that is not legal to have film of, by all means, don't break the law. However, the rule is, if you don't want to be seen, if you're an adult and you're naked, close your curtains. If the people from the public can see you, then the people from the public can see you. So that's on you. My stalking has kicked into overdrive. It's the theater. It's a pack house.
I wanted to also say, Frank and Papa, that Meetup is a really great way to get together with people with like minds, people who are suffering from MK Ultra. We're running out of time. I am really getting attacked. It's worse this year. So I was looking at Houston TI Meetup. Richard Lighthouse has a Meetup. And so your local community, your local government, it's really boring, especially if you have dreams of traveling the world. Unfortunately, you'll be followed and tracked. But it's a great way to, you know, talk about how to problem solve it locally and how to get the people in the community to get off their ass and pay attention to us, because their families could be next. And that's kind of the language, like, you could be next. You could be the next targeted individual. When you scanned YouTube, which I'm kind of old now. I'm an old TI. I don't look at it like I used to, and my brain's violated too much. I don't find pleasure in much lately, except gardening. But when you look at it, you have hundreds of new TIs. I'm like, my God. And they're so young. You know, these people are in their 20s, and I'm like, you know, you got to get busy, and I'm exhausted. So we can get these young people who just got tired, even if they just find out when they're older, to start a meetup where you meet in person and don't worry about paranoia. You are going to be followed, okay? And someone will infiltrate the group. But see, they are using your brain as a internet. They're hacking your brain. They're looking through your visual cortex. They're hearing what you're hearing anyway. You might as well just get out of the house and get organized and be an activist. And, you know, it's better to have a group. It's a little bit more fun, you know. It's better to face the devil with friends than by yourself.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know, I took the initiative, not realizing it was something, I guess some other people do, but, you know, in first speaking with Frank, I sent him everything about me because I wanted somebody out there that I was pretty dang sure was legit. I mean, you know, Frank, you got your own show going and you're so involved and you got your hands in so many pies. What are the odds that, you know, but we are paranoid people. But I just felt it important that somebody, a confirmed TI, have my information just in case anything happens. And, you know, just to say, hey, I'm out here, and if, you know, you know me, and here's my details, and, you know, God forbid. I also think it would be great if maybe people could do backup data dumps in person within the group. You know, it's not like these people that are targeting us don't know the things we're recording. I've had so much data compromised. I've had photos touched up that, you know, don't show the things they once showed. And I don't want to hear photos degenerate because in digital format, they just don't. So, I think it was on Ella's show last night. It came up towards the end about this phone cloning, but it was something I had brought up in one of your shows, Frank, about them basically mimicking you and sending out false texts. And it happened, I think, as a matter of fact, you had an incident with me. I am now at 12 confirmed people, you know, friends, family members, associates, that this has happened to. But it hasn't happened since we got on top of it. And then the topic has come up more and more. Like I said, it kind of got touched on a little bit last night with Ella's show. So, but I'm agreeing with you, Marilyn. I think we should have more get-togethers, and, you know, if they got to be regional or whatever. And yeah, people are going to infiltrate. But, you know, I think enough of us know who we are, you know, by our names and by our stories, that we would still be safe, even if we had the devil in the midst.
I agree with that because,
sorry
Marilyn, I'll give the floor right back to you in a second. Within the last week or 2 weeks, I've received texts from people that don't make any sense. They're derogatory in nature, and it's like I sent them a bomb or something, and I get texts that don't make any sense. And, you know, I happen to go along with this phone cloning idea. I think that is running rampant in the community. And a lot of it has to do with one small thing. The perps have your passwords. The perps have your usernames to everything that you own. They know everything, okay? So, with that, it is quite easy for someone to, other than the fact that they can't be in the same location that you're in, it gives them the opportunity to send a text. All they need is your information. They can set up
or email, yeah.
And I have three different addresses, and I don't live at any of them. So for you, for those of you who are trying to contact me on foot, perps, you can. Go ahead, Marilyn.
So the human rights is a topic. The neuroweapon, it's just destroying my brain. This hive mind is just, they're killing me. And they, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I always talked about the class struggle. And I think they target you to kind of take down your personality and destroy it, especially the dominant characteristics that could help with humanity. And I'm really a human rights advocate, and that is a complex ideology. And, you know, this has gone for thousands of years, how to get people to express the language about this and how to give people the space to grow and live and be in peace. And invasive mind reading, even trying to explain this to someone, it's just impossible to get someone to believe you. And so, you know, like I have 10 people right now trying to control my speech and thoughts. This is, it has never been this bad. And I think it's because, you know, those who have do, and those who don't, you know, watch TV. And those who are watching TV with low resources, a lot of these people are going to end up being our game stalkers. And they will treat us like media. You know, and that's what I feel like, that they're using me for media. They believe I'm in a relationship with them. They want me to be everything and all, and then be a punching bag, and that I'm going to be a human rights tragedy. And so having a meetup, effectively writing Congress and senators, exposing these inhumane crimes against us, learning the First and Second Amendment, right?
Yeah, yes. First, we're in the first primary, getting ready to move on to the second. And you have perps that are grabbing your phone, I think, Marilyn.
Right.
You know, I have perps on my phone.
It sounded that way. It sounded like people talking at a rate of like 3x or something like that, or 5x.
I heard that. I wasn't sure if it was me or you. You know, they get you get 5 minutes for this this round table, and I don't want to take up the last 5 minutes, but I'm really, it's really getting desperate for me. And you know, I'm not arrogant with it. I represent, you know, like I'm the only TI. I know there's, I think that there's millions of us globally, and you pass the baton. And I think, you know, we need to be more aggressive coming up 2020, an election, the centennial for the 19th Amendment, the right to vote. A lot of action is going to be going on in 2020. It's going to be a lot of fun come spring. So we should be prepared to, you know, try hard again to get out there, you know, when the weather breaks.
I agree.
I don't want to be a torture victim.
I really enjoy working with the two of you. So I'd like to have you both, you know, stay close in Roundtable. And Roundtable is every Wednesday. So if I can count on you two, we can add some more people. And unfortunately, we're limited to four on the system. So I might be able to tie in more here and broadcast them from here. So we'll see how that works. I got to figure out what I have to
do. Frank, is there a way to get more than four? Is it a monetary issue with RBN?
Oh, no. It's not monetary. Oh, okay. It's okay. what their system will handle. I mean, I will find out.
If you do, it would be on it, and I would be willing to support that for sure. But you can count on me every Wednesday.
All right, that's fantastic. We have about a minute left, and I'd like to give that to you too, Marilyn. Go ahead. You can say your good nights and what you'd like to see happen, or whatever you choose to do.
I'd like to see another American Revolution.
I second that. Should I have said I second amendment that? I second that. And real quick, Frank, Maryland is a lot of the same. A lot of people are asking how much longer, because a lot of people are holding on by a thread, and I get a lot of people go, how much longer? And I think the reason they're cranking it up so hard is maybe they're trying to flush the system out. Maybe there's some of us that have held on for so long and they thought they could crack us sooner. I'm just throwing it out there. But God, thanks for having this show, Frank. It means a lot to me, and it has managed to keep me on a little longer.
It means a lot to me because I feel that I am getting the word out to thousands of people that normally wouldn't hear it. And I'd like to have a couple of non-TIs in the round table again. I mean, we did that once. And I'd love to do that again if we can find some non-TIs. Eleanor White mentioned that. All right, I'm going to have to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. And my name is Frank Allen.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.